Good evening, everyone, and this is Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries coming to you with another, you know, this was the intercessory prayer weekend message, but you know, I tell you, between yesterday, Saturday, I tell you, only God knows. He knows. He knows everything. I don't know it all, but I still said that this message still has to go to its specific forums, and I still wanted it to be so. So here it is. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name, and we come saying thank you. We're asking you, Father, that you just touch us. Thank you for waking us up this morning and putting us in our right minds. We ask you, Father, please forgive us. Please forgive us of our sins. Father, please help us. Father, please strengthen. Strengthen every day. Strengthen everywhere. Father, we ask, Father, that you continue. Father, draw those in. Many still need to know you as you tell us to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. Please help us, Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you please come into the midst, and we say thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, you know, here goes the message. All right, this message is going to be taken from Philippians 3 and 14, and the message is entitled, Press On. Let me tell you something. We press on every day. We press on every day of our lives. If you're a believer, you know Jesus, you're pressing on. You're pressing on because you want to get to the place in your walk with the Lord where your walk is solid. We're always working on it every day. So pressing on is not a new terminology to us because we're doing it every day. As the scripture read in Philippians 3, 14, as it reads, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And with that, you see right there that you are pressing toward a mark. Do we know what a mark is? A mark of the prize. I'm not talking about a prize that's coming from a Cracker Jack box. I'm talking about a prize that's an eternal prize. Well, of course, people say eternal. When they say eternal, people think of the final of eternal. Let's just get it right. Get it straight. The death is inevitable. It's going to happen to us all no matter what. But you know what? When you know Jesus, you don't worry about such. Okay, I'm a grief counselor. You know where I stand. And with this, you're pressing every single day because we don't know day nor hour when our time comes unless we're here for the rapture. And therefore, with that, we're pressing every day. You're pressing for a higher calling in the Lord, and we should, by all means that we should do that. That prize that we are going after, it's a prize of one that we should. It's one that's a prize that we should go after. It's one that's a prize that we work for every day. I'm not talking about the kind of workings where you're like working with the flesh and you know because you're doing of a good. It's something that you're doing that God's being glorified and you're not just doing it for praise. Because you know what? You do it for praise, you do it for glory, you do it for honor. It's going nowhere. God won't accept it. But when you're doing it for Jesus and you're doing it with Him in heart and your heart is sincere and you're doing it for Him all the way through, you will reap. You will reap it. You will reap that and you will receive that. You will get that prize because that's the prize that you are going for. So therefore, you know what too? Let me just say, because I was looking at a post and the post had mentioned about the word depression. And in that word depression, somebody kind of turned it around and said what they read and what they read is that it was turned around to say, I pressed on. And that's just exactly what you're doing. So with that said, you know, that just a little thought came into my mind, the message, press on. So therefore, that's what you're doing. You're pressing on, you're pressing something that deep. That was a deep saying there. I press on. From the word of depression. Because, yep, guess what? There are people that have depression. People that are suffering depression. But guess what? Even with that, they're pressing on. You have people that, no, come on. People that are depressed, they have that depression about them. And they know Jesus. They know Him very well. And you know what? They're pressing on. They're pressing on to deal with the issue at hand. Oh, somebody's saying, oh, what a Christian. Christian cannot get depressed. Not so. Because if you look in the Bible, even some of the people that went through, they had a form of depression because of the way that they were and how they were dealing with their situation. You know, if you think about Job and you think about what he went through, that he kind of had that characteristic of having some depression of all that was he was going through and having all of those things to happen. So you think about it. You think about it in the life of somebody that may be going through, and may be going through change after change after change after change, and therefore, but they're pressing on. They're pressing on like Job did. Perfect example, and people don't like to talk about him. They don't like to talk about him because of what he endured, and when he endured, he never cursed God. He gave God the glory, and at the end, he gave God the glory, and look what God did for him. Things got doubled, tripled, and all, and same thing with us. Pressing on. How important it is to press on. So this message is kind of to encourage someone, because someone needs to press on. Someone needs to press on. Somebody needs to understand that they can do it. Somebody needs to understand, don't stop. Somebody needs to understand, let the naysayers stay over there. Somebody needs to understand, go. Somebody needs to understand, you can do it. Somebody needs to understand, go again. So with pressing on. Pressing on is an important part of the Christian race. It's an important part of the Christian race because of what you're going for. It's what you're going for in the eternal, in the end. Colossians 3 and 2, as it reads, set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. Above, not the things on the earth. Above, not the things on the earth. You see, we put our minds on these things because, one, we're trying to live, we're trying to do this, we're trying to do this every day. We're trying to do these things in our lives, but you know what? These things are temporal. And when we get that, when we understand that these things are temporal, these things are not permanent, and these things are not going to last, just like a washing machine, just like a car, just like these things that we get. These things are not going to last. These things tear down, these things break. But you know what? When you're pressing for the mark of that prize of Jesus Christ, guess what? It lasts. It's a prize that don't go away. It's a prize that when you receive it, when you believe it too, when you receive it and you believe it, there's a joy in it. So don't look at these things on the earth, because it's not going to last. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but the word of God's not going anywhere. Anything that God does, anything that God says in his word is true. It's true, and it's coming to be. You know, we can believe it or it's not. It's all there. Every single thing. You know, we don't all know all every single word in the Bible, but every single word in the Bible is true. And God gives it to you as he will, as he has you to get into the word. That's why we're told to get into the word. So you see why it's so important to press toward that prize. It's so important that we endure. It's so important that we be patient, that we wait on the Lord. So we need to press for that prize. It's a high calling, and there's a reason for every press that we do in our lives. So I was just saying that we need to do that. Don't be shocked at the things that are happening around you. Press forward. You know what? Somebody's not doing well. Somebody's saying I'm gonna lose my job tomorrow. Somebody's saying that somebody's bothering me. Somebody's saying I don't like this person. Somebody's saying something. Somebody's always doing something, but you press. When you press and you know the Lord and you put it in his hands. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. In this. Nobody's perfect. We're not going to be perfect till we see Jesus. Our bodies changed and all. That's when we're going to be perfect. But the prize to go for that prize. To go for that prize to not to stop. Because you know what? Sometimes we get tired. It's like a race, you stop. This is a race, we do not stop. It's a press that's not about us. It's not. You see, that's the thing. You know, we do. You know, works. Faith without works is dead. Well, I'll get to that. But the pressing on is where we need to be. Press on, because in Christ there's a joy in that. There's a joy and there's a peace and there's happiness in pressing on in Christ. Oh. You're going to go through, we all are, you're going to go through situations. We're going to. We have to understand that the Bible says it. The Bible says that if they persecuted Jesus, we're going to get persecuted. Nobody don't want to hear that, but it's facts. It's facts. The press on for Jesus. And when you see somebody look like they got so much, I'll say something about that. The press on. Press on for Jesus. That higher calling. Look at Proverbs 10:28 as it reads, the hope of the righteous shall be glad, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. keep the hope. Keep the hope. Keep the hope. Don't lose it. Sometimes you might feel like you're on that last leg, but you know what? Press, because you're pressing for that prize, the hope. The hope of the righteous, you keep it. You that hope shall be glad, because when you're in Jesus, the joy of the Lord is your strength. So that hope that you have, that gladness within, that gladness that you have for Jesus when you press on. See, there's that pressing. When you're pressing on, and you're pressing on for the right thing, oh, you can believe that God is with you when he is with you. But you know what? When you think about it and how the wicked people, they want to do it their way. They want to do it their way. They want to be conniving about it. Well, guess what? It's not going to last. They always use it. Use situation with a job. Somebody's after you. They after your job. Oh, they want to get you fired and this. Oh, but please understand that their day cometh. Their day cometh, and these things happen. They may persecute you on your job because you know Jesus. They may persecute you on your job because they see something in you they don't even understand. But you know what? Jesus Christ has the last say. He has the last say when you press on. When you press on, it doesn't matter what. You press on. It does not matter. The enemy can try. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. What God has for you is for you. You press on. And you have that hope. You have that hope because remember, you're one of the righteous. You're of a royal priesthood. This generation, that royal priesthood, that holy generation. We are. That's who we are. So that's a reason of us pressing on. We need to press on. In the end, we win. In the end, we win. So press on. Press on also to hear Hebrews 11:6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You see it? Having faith. We got to have faith. As we're told, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Having faith. And without that faith, do you know when things happen in our lives, I just sense it sometimes that when you have things to happen and they happen in such a way, I just can see the Lord instilling in you a building, like a building. I look at it sometimes like Lego. It's like a building up, because you see things happening and just something happens. It depends on you. It depends on with the relationship that you have with the Lord and the trust of him, that you have that trust in him and that you believe it, and that you got that when you believe that nothing, nobody ain't gonna matter what it be, that nothing's going to move you. When you get to that degree that it doesn't move you, you're not fazed by anything because you know you trust God and you know God will do it for you. When you have that kind of faith, when you have that kind of faith to know that God is with you, you know that what he says will happen and what will happen when he says it will. And you wait for him and you patiently wait for him and you do what he tells you to do in the instruction, that you have that faith and that faith just builds. You know, there are ministries of people that have that faith. They have it. Well, a lot of us may not believe it, but you have people that do. You have people that have that type of ministry. They have that type of ministry where they believe it. They believe it. They receive it. God sees their heart. They got faith. They believe it, and it happens. And when they open their mouth, they believe it. So, you know, we cannot take that away, but that's why we have to have that faith, because without it, it's impossible to please God. And for he that cometh to God, absolutely, we got to believe who he is. We got to believe that he is who he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You seek him, you shall find him. So therefore, press. See, that's all this is with the pressing. That's the pressing for the reward. And you know, it's not just that reward. You're like, well, I'm doing this because I'm getting a reward. No. You know what you are going after. You know that your pressing is for the Lord. You know that your pressing is not about yourself. It has nothing to do with you. So press on. So here we go in Jeremiah 29:11. We know this scripture, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Oh boy, the Lord, he knows our thoughts, people. He knows, saints, he knows. He knows our thoughts. He knows that what he has toward us. Do you know the thoughts that he has toward us? He has the thoughts of peace, not of this, all this nonsense that goes on. He knows our future. He knows it, not of evil, but of that expected end. Our expected end, knowing him, being with him, knowing, believing. You have that belief. You believe that he is. You believe that he will do. And these are the thoughts he think of you. And with the plans that he had for you in your life, you're pressing on. You're pressing on for all of it. You're giving it all to him. And that's what it's all about, for the expected end. So see, you see the pressing on in God, that's the ultimate. God knows the thought. That's the ultimate of your pressing on. You're pressing on so that your expectation is great. Your expectation you're in is great. It's great. You know it will be. You trust God and he will do it for you. So glory, glory, glory in the morning. Glory, glory to the Lord as you press on. So press. Press on. That's the important thing. Press. Press toward that mark of that prize. Don't give it up. You know that prize, when you're going for that prize, God sees it. God is with you when you're going for the prize. Don't stop. I encourage you. Somebody today needs to press on. Somebody's ready to give up. Somebody's saying, I can't do this anymore. Yes, you can. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. So therefore, you can do it. You can press on and know that you can press on. Believe it and receive it in Jesus' name. Amen. Most kind and gracious Father, we come saying thank you. We thank you, Father, for all you've done. We say thank you. When you send this message, you send it where it will. We ask you, Heavenly Father, that you continue. Father, help us to press on. Help us. Give us that unction in us, Father, to help us to press. And we say thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Just a little bit about Anchor. All right, Anchor here. Anchor's good app. Good app, good app. Get on the app. Get on the app. Get on the Anchor app. Get on the app. Let Anchor see. Let the people see that Anchor has good stations. Oh, I was listening to one a couple of weeks ago. Good station, good stuff, good stuff. You can find what you want on Anchor. It doesn't matter what it is. Go on to Anchor. Check it out. When you see the little sign looks like a little sail, that's Anchor. Anchor FM. Anchor will take you many places. Anchor will do it for you. Let Anchor do it. Let Anchor take you to these places. Let Anchor show you. Let Anchor be your podcast. You may want to do one yourself. Let Anchor do it. Let Anchor be your podcasting. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's good. Good stuff, good stuff, good stuff. So get on the Anchor, okay? Get on it, get on it, get on it. Get on the Anchor, and we say thank you for it. Bye-bye.